This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home instrument physical on a patient named Eunice Daniel, Daniel, Eunice, Eunice. Date was January 26, 2012. Place is Briarwood Manor. New paragraph, patient profile. This lady is a 70-year-old white female who had been living in an assisted living, and she had two hospitalizations period. She had another hospitalization where she was treated for GI bleeding, and she returned on about the 23rd or so of this month. The paragraph chief complaint, GI bleeding. She had recent pneumonia also, period. The paragraph history. Let's say she began having GI bleeding, period. She also was found on x-ray to have pneumonia, period. She was slightly short of breath, period. She has much swelling of the legs. No clear aggravating factors for the bleed, but it was moderately severe, and there was concern. She was sent to the hospital, period. She had upper endoscopy, and that showed hiatal hernia and camera-only erosions, period. That was what was felt to be the cause of the bleeding, period. She also had diverticulosis on colonoscopy, period. There were some polyps that were snared, period. Now, she was treated for the pneumonia with Levaquin, and then she came back with Levaquin, period. There's no associated chest pain, period. She remains very confused, period. At the present time, I could not elicit from her any cough or sputum, period. No angina or palpitations, period. This lady had a hospitalization in December for severe ataxia, period. I was felt she was not quite stable to go back home unless she went for a rehab, period. It was while she was here that she developed both the hemoptysis and the pneumonia, period. It's noted that she also has schizophrenia and osteoarthritis, period. These have been controlled, period. She had significant edema while in the hospital also, period. She comes off on lisinopril for hypertension, period. Her bipolar disorder and schizophrenia are controlled with Depakote and with Risperdal, period. She's stable at the moment, period. However, she can get very confused, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, children, weight change, eye, no visual complaints, GNT, no earache or sore throat, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum right now. She's not short of breath when seen, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, skin or rash or itching, no bruising or bleeding, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, musculoskeletal. She has arthralgia, period. She has edema of the legs, which actually have improved in the past 3 days. Remaining symptoms negative. Then past history is positive for anemia, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, ataxia. Deep vein thrombosis. The paragraph family history, she has no idea of what her mother and father had and was too confused to remember, period. The paragraph social history, no smoking or alcohol abuse, and she was in an assisted living. The paragraph medications, Nexium 20 milligrams daily, Parasulfate 325 milligrams twice a day, Levaquin 500 milligrams daily, and she has about 2 to 3 days left. Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Lovenox 75 milligrams, SubQ daily. And she has about a total of 30 days of this period. She may have more, but this is being treated for. She's being treated for GI bleeding, and I held that rather than Coumadin because of the bleeding. And the Lovenox is to treat a deep vein thrombosis, and it's not really prophylaxis. New paragraph. She can have acetaminophen 500 milligrams of PRN, aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Calcitonin, nasal spray once per daily, Depakote 500 milligrams daily, Robitussin 1 teaspoon every 4 hours, PRN, Loratadine 10 milligrams daily, PRN, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN, risperdal 1 milligram twice a day, Fosamax 70 milligrams daily, warfarin 6 milligrams daily, and I'm going to stop the Fosamax because of the GI upset. New paragraph. Allergies not known. The paragraph examination. She's not distressed or ill. And she's adequately nourished. She's not oriented to time or place. Affect is okay. She's not agitated or hallucinating, period. Head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva, normal extraction movements intact. Nasal mucosa normal, oral mucous membranes thick and moist. Use normal inspection, hearing adequate, nasal mucosa and neck supple nose, no thermic. Lungs cleared with percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, systolic ejection murmur, 2 to 3 out of 6 noted. Some edema about 2 to 3 plus now, which has improved a bit, period. No calf tenderness. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organomegaly. CNS cranial is mostly intact, sensation intact. Must be skeletal. Skin is intact, warm and dry. Without ominous lesions, but there's some arthritic changes in the knees. Noted. Assessment and plan. One, this lady has had pneumonia. She's finishing a course of Levaquin, 500 milligrams daily period. This seems stable. Two, she has had esophageal erosions and hiatal hernia, and will continue Nexium 20 milligrams daily plus iron for anemia period. They may replace the Nexium if deemed necessary period. She has hypertension, alkalinity, lisinopril 500 milligrams daily period. She has schizophrenia and may have bipolar disorder as well. And I'll continue Depakote 500 milligrams daily plus risperdal 1 milligram BID. And she can have Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours as needed period. She can have Claritin for congestion period. She's on a Fortical nasal spray for osteopenia period. She'll get OT and PT period. I'll follow her at Breyer with this. Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.